safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yes. Welcome to the show, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the shizow. Got a good one lined up for you here tonight. We're going to be talking about a little bit of things. It's kind of related to the music industry. We're going to keep this thing locked in to, you know, centered around music. The homie Jabron is going to call into the show. We're going to make sure we check out him. He's got a song that's one of the fan favorites of the show, probably one of my most requested songs by females. Like, I get females all the time telling me, Blizzard, can you play that song, Beautiful, by that guy? And, you know, people have been, it's one of the songs that a lot of ladies actually, like, hit me up on direct message on Twitter or on Facebook. Like, I want that song. Who is that? And, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get a homie, Jabron. He's got a new single that he's breaking out, and we're going to give him a chance to holler at you guys about midway through the segment. But first, episode 298. Yes. The you in your music. And this is when art depicts life. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. All right? Make sure you guys check out the podcast on iTunes and also follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. All right? We're going to go ahead and dive right into the subject, into the topic of what we're going to be talking about tonight. I don't know, I'm anticipating people, a lot of people calling into the show. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they won't. I mean, it is, the playoffs are on. I can't lie to you and tell you that if I wasn't the host of K100, I wouldn't be watching the playoffs right now. So, but everybody doesn't love basketball. Everybody's not a sports fanatic like yours truly. So I don't know. I don't know who's going to call into the show. But I'm competing with the NBA playoffs. So anybody that calls into the show means my show must be pretty freaking good. Or everybody just doesn't love basketball. Be that as it may, 347-934-0966. Shouts out to the 856-845. They already on the line. They got their hands raised. They want to talk to me. We're going to go ahead and jump into the show and the topic and everything so we can go ahead and get to the phone lines, man. You know, I don't want people waiting too long. I'm trying to do better with wait times, but on some shows, it's just like it'll kill some shit. What do you want to do? I can't. It's just too many people on the phone. Anyway, episode 298. Wait. Of course, if you follow me on Twitter or if you're my Facebook friends, then you see me posting that K100 Internet Radio. We're up for an award, people. An award. Yes, indeedy. We are up for an award. The Atlanta Underground Music Awards. Most supportive online radio show. If you're my Facebook friend, if you're following us on Twitter, then you've seen me blast that link out today. Please go and vote for us, man. You know, I feel like we are one of the most supportive shows when it comes to independent artists. Maybe we are the most, maybe not. But, you know, if you're not affiliated with the other shows, then I say we win. So go check your Twitter. Check my Twitter. Check my Facebook page. Check the K100 Facebook page on Facebook. And look for that link. Click it and go vote. Takes you like 15 seconds to show love back for, you know, what we got going on here, what we're trying to do for independent artists, and what we're trying to do for just our people in general, and just give them some real talk, like we're going to be doing tonight for episode 298. Alright, do that for your dog. Look out for us, alright? Appreciate it. Appreciate the support all together, but, you know, vote for us, man, so we can take our little award home. Alright, anyway, so let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Alright, for people who don't know how this works, whenever I do any segment, I got a little breakdown that we do. You can read all the blogs and all the breakdowns and subject of the show is at blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. But let me go ahead. Let me stop the music. I'll pause the music for a second. And I'm going to play a clip of some audio that we got loaded up here for this particular segment of the little of what we're going to be talking about. And we'll open up the phone lines and let the people give their opinion about what we're talking about tonight. So episode 298 is called The You in Your Music, Art Depicting Life. And this is what we feel about it here at K100 Internet Radio. And we'll open up the floor to the people. The Trial of Lil Boosie. You know who Lil Boosie is. Happy Lil Boosie. You know Lil Boosie. Louisiana, real high-pitched voice. I-N-D-E-P-E, you know. Webby, Boosie. You don't know. You can't tell me you don't know who Boosie is. Even if you don't like how he raps or whatever, you know who he is. Stop it. Don't be a hater. Anyway, the homie was on trial recently. I think he's already convicted of a dope charge, but he had a murder charge pinned over his head. So anyway, the trial of rapper Lil Boosie has reminded us that if one thing separates hip-hop artists from any other genre, it's the fact that those artists, more than any other artist in any other genre, we're held, and I say we because I'm an artist myself, we're held to a separate standard when it comes to the lyrics, what we talk about. It's unfair, first of all. It's basically kind of like a form of racism because and I don't want to hear the fuck shit tonight on the show. Cause see, somebody's gonna call and piss me off tonight, and they're gonna try to make it seem like when I say this is a form of racism, and they're gonna be like, nah, it ain't got nothing to do with race. You a fucking lie. Okay, first of all, we all know that hip hop, even though we got the Eminems and the Machine Gun Kellys of the world, we know that this is a predominantly black genre of music. Even though we got all kind of white people who buy the music, and other white rappers and people who making it. Rest in peace to the homie. MCA from one of the founding fathers of hip-hop, from the Beastie Boys who just died. Rest in peace to that guy. You know what I'm saying? We've had white people in hip-hop from the dawn of it, from when it broke. You got to respect the Beastie Boys. So rest in peace to the homie. But let's just keep shit 100. That's the name of the fucking show. That's why I named it that, okay? This is black fucking music. This is black music. All right? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. This is black music, okay? Stop trying to make it, it is worldwide, and other people over in France and shit in Europe are doing it, but this is synonymous with African Americans, okay? It really is our baby that we've shared with the world, and other people have jumped on the bandwagon and made some millions off of it. But at the end of the day, when you say rapper, the first thing you're going to think, really though, I don't give a fuck if you love Eminem, the first thing you're going to think is black person. And then you say, that's why you say he's a white rapper instead of saying he's a rapper. You have to put the white, or he's an Asian rapper, you have to put that denomination in front of it when it's not a black person, because it's most of the time going to be someone black. Duh. So that's just for everybody who's going to try to convince me that racism isn't intertwined with a lot of the stuff I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and just start the show off like that, because anybody who tries to argue that point with me, I'm going to kill you. Anyway, so back to my point. So, you know, the rapper Lil Boosie, he was on trial, you know what I'm saying? And more than anybody else, when it comes to our lyrics, rappers are held to a different standard. You know what I'm saying? What a hip-hop artist says in their music is scrutinized like 100 times more than any other artist, no matter what they say. If a rap artist raps about murder and drugs, then most people are going to assume they are, quote, in quotations, about that life. Of course, I have no idea exactly what that means, really, per se, yet. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. But we'll just go ahead and just say they about that life. And I'm going to assume that you understand what that means. I don't all the way yet. But anyway, if they rap about positive things, then they're expected to be nice people in person. If they rap about the hood shit, they expect it to be, not all the time are, we're going to get into that, but they're expected to be hardcore or whatever. Expected to be. Of course, we know that's not true. How much of an artist's true personality and actual lifestyle is portrayed in their music is sometimes a key to their success. You know, you got the people who really was revolutionaries in real life, and who was really living thug life and screaming thug life and fuck the cops and shooting at police and going to prison and stuff, and that boosted up their record sales and stuff. I give you Tupac Shakur. In a genre where keeping it real is damn near a commandment, it's shocking how many artists we have who are successful who don't even really play by that particular rule, actually. But as a hip-hop artist, you often hear music is a reflection of life. All right, you know, when you hear artists and they give interviews and stuff like that, you're going to hear them say, oh, man, you know, I just write about things I seen in my hood, or I write about my life, homie, it's me, it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's one of the genres that it's actually expected of an artist to kind of have that, to portray that, you know? Any other artists, whether it be film, whether it be music or whatever, these guys are actually applauded when they stretch from what they are. Like, if they grew up, you know, a regular normal life, but they can creatively make and bring you into a whole, it's like they're applauded for being that. That's called being creative. But in hip-hop, in rap, you know what I'm saying, because it's pretty much tied to the streets for the most part. Even if you forgaze and you flaw, you still come out rapping about street shit because you know it's kind of sort of tied to the streets and the urban lifestyle. You still have to give that portrayal, for the most part, that you are talking about what you have seen or what you have lived more than any other genre. You know what I'm saying? Like a country artist could come out and say, you know, he can be the happiest person in the world and be married for 20 years and have 4 kids in college, whatever. But he can be like, my wife left me and my dog died and all this other shit. And it's okay. It's okay. It's expected. It's okay for those guys to do that, but it's not okay for rappers to do it. And you can almost when people find out as a rapper that you're not even really quote unquote about their life, still don't know what it means. Then at that particular point, then you could actually be committing career suicide if you're not really as gangster as you have portrayed yourself to be. Now, of course, in the last couple of years, this has lessened a lot. People, there has been a push in the powers that be to actually not really give any promotion, big major deals to people who are actually literally known gangsters. And you don't know that because, you know, if you're not really in the industry, and I really am behind the scenes in the industry, I know people and stuff like that. And I hear people who could have had a shot, but then they realize, oh, they really is gangster like that. And so the label was like, no, we want a guy who just says he's gangster and really kind of looks like it, but maybe not really is not, because we don't want to invest $3.5 million in this motherfucker and then he goes to prison for 2 years. So they want someone who can make you believe they're a gangster, but not really a gangster. Right. So where we're at in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Now, when you think about it, you know what I'm saying, the question is, how much of you should you put in your music? You know what I'm saying? If you hear a hip-hop artist say music is a reflection of life, thus, if an artist is poor and living a hard life, you won't expect them to be making music talking about life is great, you know what I'm saying, you know, as a theme of their content. If the question is, what we said in the title, if, you know, how much of you should you put in your music? How much of your real life should be reflected in your music? You know what I'm saying? And you have to really think about it. Now, when you take that and you say, if Lil Boosie, and we're going to talk about that because Lil Boosie's trial just came up on his murder charge, and they actually used, it was admitted that the judge allowed some of his lyrics to literally be used as evidence in the trial. Like, literally what he said, they took what he said in a song and said, you can use this as evidence against this person in a fucking criminal case. I don't recall anyone else ever having to do that. I don't recall any other artist. And if I'm wrong, just call in 347-934-0966. Say you a libelism, because this one artist over here who wasn't a rapper had his lyrics of a song. We're not talking about a personal diary. We're not talking about a Facebook post. We're not talking about a fucking tweet. We're talking about a song that was for commercial sale that someone took and said, oh, did you hear what they said in this song, and use that as evidence tying him to a crime. Any other genre of artist. If I'm wrong, by all means, 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines, hit my Twitter, whatever, and say, listen, I got evidence that's not true because I haven't found it yet, and I kind of looked for it earlier in the day, and I couldn't find it. It was two other examples, and they were both rappers. So, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if Lil Boosie did commit a crime and he rapped about it, first of all, that would seem like a really dumb idea that he would actually rap about a murder or a pay-for-hire murder in the trial. He's not accused of actually committing the murder. He's accused of paying someone to commit the murder, and in the song, he's basically saying, "Yeah, such and such, I want that nigga head or whatever." And so the guy ends up being killed, and so of course, the trigger man ended up rolling Lil Boosie, saying Lil Boosie paid him. You know what I'm saying? I guess to get his time cut. Maybe it's true. We don't know that. I don't know if he's just saying that to get his time cut or whatever. You know what I'm saying? No one knows the truth. Only Lil Boosie and him and God know the truth about what really transpired. Did he really pay him? Did he really tell him to do it? Promise him money or whatever? No one knows. I'm not gonna even guess on it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's not even what I'm here to talk about, whether or not it happened or whether or not it was true. The point is, the guy went out, murked this nigga, and he said Lil Boosie paid him. Then he took some lyrics from Lil Boosie's raps and said, "Here, this is where he says that I paid this dude to kill this dude. And we're going to use this as evidence." And the judge said, "Okay, you can use that. Go ahead." And so you have it. This is where we're at. And this is, I can't even begin to tell you how ridiculous it is, but I don't even want to get all off into that tangent. Back to my original point, all right? If you consider, this is what you have to really think about when you think about the Lil Boosie case, okay? If Lil Boosie did commit a crime and he rapped about it, and it would seem like, first of all, a really fucking dumb thing to do. But if you consider this, and this is why people say, why would a nigga do that? Why would a nigga sit there and confess to a crime and say some shit he did on the motherfucking record? That's so stupid. But you have to pump your brakes and think about the big picture. Think about it. Until you consider that his fan base is full of people who think that he is, quote, and I've seen this a zillion times on my Facebook and Twitter, because I have a lot of, it's a lot, I'm from the South, I live in the South, I live in Atlanta, I've got a couple thousand people within my network, and a lot of them, truthfully, like Lil Boosie's music, you know what I'm saying? He has a lot of fans, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at what people are saying when he first gets locked up. I can't tell you how many free Lil Boosie posts I've seen over the past time he's been locked up. I can't tell you how many people had something to say about when they first tried to use his lyrics in trial, whatever. I've seen way too many to just try to sit here and deny the fact that he has a lot of fans. Whether I listen to the music or not, that is not beside the point. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't listen to the music or not, I don't give a shit if you don't either. You can't deny what it is. And that's the truth of it. So he's got a lot of fans. So you can't, but his fan base is full of people just on the outside looking in. I don't know everybody's personal life, but on the outside looking in, it's full of people who think that's the realest nigga alive. That's the realest rapper alive. You know what I'm saying? He really about that life. That's Lil Boosie. Lil Boosie really about that action. He's really about that. So, if that's how he got his fan base, because it's rumored in the streets that he's really the type to pay for a murder, to commit a murder, to sell drugs, to really was a dope boy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. If that's how he got his reputation and that's how he got a lot of his fans, because fans feel like that's a real nigga, he be saying that real nigga shit, and I feel him. I feel that he's real, that he really about that life. Again, we still don't actually know what that means exactly. But still, that's neither here nor there. Okay, he's about that life, you know what I'm saying? I'm paraphrasing. Good or bad, the hip-hop artist is expected to put as much of themselves as they can into the music. And if their real life isn't that interesting, you know, now if your life is really interesting, if you really are a killer, if you really are a dope boy, if you really got all these hoes, if all of this stuff is true, then you got an interesting life. You got stuff to talk about, and you can talk about your personal life and sell records. Unfortunately, a lot of rappers who never really did any of that, especially before they got on. They talked about what they would do if they became famous rappers, and once they became famous rappers, they probably got a lot of pussy, but they still probably weren't about action. That's not even the point. The point is, his fan base likes him because they feel like that's what he represents for real, for real. A lot of his fans believe that he's that kind of artist, that he's that kind of person for real. He's selling he's selling himself as, "I'm really that nigga, I'm really this person who I'm rapping about." You feel me? Thus, it doesn't make sense for someone to incriminate themselves in a song, but if your fan base, the reason why we even know who the fuck Lil Boosie is and why this person is even being talked about on K100, why he's Googleable, why he's got all, why this is even a story, is because he has a lot of fans, and all of those fans in turn believe that he's that guy that actually really is about that life, and you have to give up and say, well, then that's the point. Right? So, You can't just, you can't separate the two. You can't say the reason why he's famous is because motherfuckers say he a real nigga, and then when it comes down to the trial and he says some shit that might prove that he really is about that life, oh, no, 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 we don't want that. That's the problem that Boosie, that's the whole problem that hip-hop, and this is where the problem comes in. You feel me? Because everybody, like prosecutors, fucking white people who just Republican fucking politicians, they like, these guys are really living their fucking life on rafts, and they really are drug dealers and shit. And, you know, these really guys really want to kill cops, and you know, when an artist has evidence that they really are about that, they get more popular and sell more records and get more fans. Thus, it makes motherfuckers like prosecutors and say, he really is this guy. Why can't we use his lyrics? He's fucking talking about it in the fucking record. And here we go. And this is the problem. This is where everything gets jammed up and all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because, in the one hand, I have to admit, as an artist, I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want to rap about shit that I did in my real life, for real. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want it to be admissible in court. Because at the end of the day, I could be lying, even if I'm not. And even if all my fans love me because I said that shit and they really know I really did that shit, I don't want that to be able to be admissible in court. I want to be able to say, I murked this month without saying his name. I murdered Nick last week. You know what I'm saying? Killed that nigga dead in his sleep, right? And then a nigga who everybody knows I'm beefing with got shot in the head in his own bed. But I don't want that to be admissible in court. And if you don't have any other forensic evidence to tie me to the crime, outside of the fact that I said, you know, I want to murder this nigga in his sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it next week. And then next week, this nigga dies when a motherfucker shot him in the head in his bed. I don't want that to be held against me. Even though people probably feel like I did it, and that's going to actually make me sell more records. You understand the problem? You know, and people are going to listen to me, and they're going to say, yeah, you know, but first of all, I'm an artist myself. So, A, don't make it seem like I'm trying to make a case for the prosecution, motherfucker. I'm an artist. And I didn't actually halfway incriminate him. And I ain't halfway, nigga. I didn't incriminate myself on my own motherfucking songs before. A lot of it was after the fact, after the statute of limitations had passed. And I talked about shit I did, you know, back, you know, when I was really grimy like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to advocate that. I'm just saying that this is where hip hop differs from every other genre of music. You understand what I'm saying? This is what makes us different. Bottom line, and you can't deny this. I can't have this argument and talk about and have this show without first really giving up this particular point. You know what I'm saying? So I have to really openly admit that. You know what I'm saying? And as an artist myself, I can't not talk. I can't not say this, all right? So if your real life isn't that interesting, you know, then you damn well, if you want to sell records, you know, if you want to be a street rapper, you better be able to tell the life story of someone else over a beat and make it believable. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make it seem like, you know, you gotta make it seem like you really are moving kilos of cocaine and you really taking trips to Colombia and you really got a Maybach before you even got a Maybach. If people buy it, then they realize and they feel like you whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to jab at anybody. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you want to portray the goon life, then you gotta make them believe you a goon even if you're an articulate person and you got a college degree. Just saying. It's how it works. We can't. Because as rappers and as fans of hip-hop, we want to have our cake and eat it too. And you just really, you can't. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? We walk in a thin line in saying that the reason why we are hot is because we real. But when it comes down to a criminal case, we don't want to be real anymore. It's just a song. It's just entertainment. When some rappers actually become famous because people think and believe they bought that life, and some of them might be. Of course, we know that some of them are not. A lot of them are not. A lot of the ones that's on the top right now are not. Gang-affiliated or not. They were never coke lords. They were never goons. Whatever one you want to pick, it's just not true. You know what I'm saying? They may have known people and been affiliated with people, and they can and they have the talent to depict their life stories and put it on a beat and with a great hook and sell millions of records and become superstars. And that's cool. That's hip hop. You know. So I feel that that's entertainment. You don't want to have that and be able to use that in a fucking criminal court case and say, well, because you said that, we're going to use that shit to convict you. What the fuck? This is crazy. And so here we have the case with Lil Boosie, and here we have episode 298 of K100 Internet Radio. The you in your music, art depicting life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. I'm just going to open the floor up to the callers, you know what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying, you have to really, you can't be getting on the show and trying to have your cake and eat it too. And as an artist, I can't. Because I know for a fact I done talked about drug deals and drug shit that I know I done did, that if feds caught me doing it, I'd be fucking still sitting in prison right now. Even though I did it 5 years ago, I think I still have 15, 20 years left. But I talked about it, didn't get caught, and I made it. You know what I'm saying? I was lucky. I'm one of the lucky people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. Some people weren't lucky. Some people said some shit, and they got convicted or whatever. But how much of you should you put in your music? Should you say something that could incriminate yourself when you really know that it could actually boost your record sales? If you really are about that life. Again, whatever about that life is. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're going to go to the phone lines, man. Let's go ahead and get this thing cracking, man. 856, what up, though? Who this?
Yo, this is Les, man. What's good, baby?
What's good, homie?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling, man.
Right. What's happening, man? Thanks for calling into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're going to the phone lines now, so go ahead and hit them up. I've given my spiel. I've said what I got to say, and we'll go ahead and get to the people, all right? So, homie, go ahead and tell me what you think about what I'm talking about. First of all, what do you think about the Lil Boosie trial? Do you think that artists' lyrics should be able to be used against them in a court of law? Or is that just...
Not at all. I don't think it should be used, not at all. But at the same time, as you know, we're dealing with a racist world, man, so you got to watch what you say.
Is it racism? Let me ask you this, man.
It's racism. You're right. I said, don't give them bait.
Okay, so is racism... This is the thing about it. It's racism. You saying it's racism when we're talking about hip-hop, which is 80% black genre at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You got some white boys here and there sprinkled out and about, but it's about 80 to 85% of the rap artists who have made millions of dollars in this game. Actually, more than that. When you think about who's made millions of dollars in this game, it's only a handful of white rappers who's made millions of dollars in this game who've been to the top in the forefront of rap. If you look at the top rappers right now, it's only a few white boys, so it's way more than 85%. Black dominated as far as who grosses the most money right now today. Fuck who buys it, who makes it, who sells it, who's hot. Okay, so we're gonna say this is a black genre. I'm gonna fuck how many white rappers you can get, all the machine, you can get the M&Ms or whatever you want. But at the end of the day, when you compare how many of them it is as to how many black rappers it is, not even a comparison. We're talking about a black genre, and we're talking about a genre who loves it more when you really are about the shit you rapping about, be it gangster or be it positive. Even if you're a positive rapper, if you a common or something and people meet you, they don't want you. They don't want to meet a common and he an ignorant thug motherfucker and he's made records like he's made. They want common to have some intelligence about himself. They want him to be respectful to women. That's why it's hard for some women to make a song like Delight. You know what I'm saying? And to have an album like Water for Chocolate, and then you get a charge battering your motherfucking girlfriend. It fucks up your sales because people believe that you love women, that you respect women. Okay, so it goes both ways. It's not just gangster shit. It goes both ways to the fucking positive rappers too. All right? So let's just be clear about that. So, okay, so then if you're telling me this and you're saying it's racism, and I feel like it is too, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I have to give credence to the fact that in hip-hop, You're applauded and praised for being gangster, for being real. So if you rap about it for real on your album, at the end of the day, and people feel like they love you, you got all these fans because the streets have said you are about that life. You really are a drug dealer. You really are a killer, and you actually probably would sell more records. Are we being hypocritical?
I feel like this, man. I hope Lil Boosie beat the case. Well, at the same time, that's a message to that man right there, man. God, I tell you right there, God is good. At the same time, man, to all the fans, I wanted them to get off. To all the fans, man, you got to realize you want to know if he's gangster or not. If he's gangster or not, all his criminal would have came up in court. All the shit that he did definitely would have came up in court.
Okay.
He had a really bad criminal background. He won't walk.
Let me tell you this. First of all, I wanted him to walk because they didn't even have any evidence on this. They didn't have any real – the only evidence that they had was the songs. The songs was a basis of their case. They really didn't have any forensic, real-life forensic – let me tell you something about the case. All right? First of all, in the Lil Boosie case, these dudes actually brought in a computer forensic guy, which is a person who – specializes in when some shit was made on a computer or whatever, to prove that Lil Boosie made this song like an hour before the guy got killed, and then he had the lyrics to it. He had the lyrics talking about the murder 2 hours after it happened. So they brought in a computer forensic guy to come into Labuschagne's trial and testify that when this was recorded before the murder, it was 2 hours before the murder. And then he said something about that, and he recorded that, right? And then they said after the dude was killed, 2 hours later, Boosie was in the studio saying, yeah, I had that nigga murked, blah, 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 blah. You feel me? So they're saying that on one song, 2 hours before the guy got murdered, he said something and he shouted out the nigga who wanted to kill the person. And then 2 hours after the dude was killed, he making another motherfucking song saying, yeah, I had that nigga murked. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to timestamp. They actually bring in a computer forensic guy to timestamp. When did he make this? Did he make this 2 years before it happened or 2 hours before it happened? And that was the main meat and potatoes of the case. They brought in this. But at the end of the day, I think that the reason why he wasn't convicted is because people just don't want to start saying that, look, people can't make music. If you rap about some, if you make a song about some shit, then all of a sudden it can be used in court. Even if they felt like he was guilty, people in the jury box probably felt like now we touching on First Amendment, and no one ever wants to fuck with the First Amendment freedom of speech shit, period. Not even a redneck, not even a fuck who his jury is. When you put a person in his position to say they are treading on his First Amendment rights to say what the fuck he want to say, everybody backs up like, whoa. I don't like these rapper guys. I don't even like these motherfuckers with the gold teeth. You know, I don't even like these guys, but, I mean, everybody, if I can tote my motherfucking gun, a motherfucking say what they want to say. You understand my point? Right. So no one wants to impede on anybody's First Amendment rights, so even if you felt like he was guilty, you're not going to say, if you're going to tell me this is the only reason why you want me to believe he's guilty, I'm not even listening to that. I'm going to need for you to find the gun. I'm going to need for you to see it. I need to see a text message where he said, you did that, homie. Bet, how did that come back? Because just telling me his fucking rap lyrics is, no one wants to convict anyone on that, because once you do that, shit starts tumbling downhill. You know what I'm saying? They want to make an example of us. At the end of the day, no American really wants to say, yeah, that's okay. It's okay to convict people because of something they said in their song. Because once you do that, it's a slippery slope. Once you make a motherfucking home, once you upload some shit to YouTube inferring that once you put a Facebook post on some shit inferring that now all of a sudden, all that shit is admissible in the court. Now, we're not talking about stupid bitches who film themselves beating hoes up and then uploaded the World Star like a retarded bitch. Bitch, you going down. We're talking about people who infer that they might do some shit, which is what they're trying to say, that he inferred that he had that hit out. But he didn't ever say the guy's name. You know, he didn't say the person who was killed name. He inferred to the guy who shot the guy, but he doesn't say anything about who he killed and when he's going to kill him, how he's going to kill him, got paid you to kill him. Not really, you know. And they start taking and breaking. They actually break it down. I got a clip I'm going to play in a minute of the word murk, cake. You know, basically they're saying, look, cake means he paid him. Murk means he murdered him. And murk means he paid for him to happen. And so all these things that they were using in court, but it's a slippery slope. That's why he didn't get convicted, because no one wants to be the person to convict the person on that. Because once you do that, it's a downhill. It's downhill. They just keep going and going and going. Now, go ahead.
Yo, I feel that to the fullest, man. Like I said, I feel that to the fullest, man. At the same time, man, I'm not a Boosie fan, but I feel him, man. There are a couple of tracks that I heard and I like, man. I feel him. I tell these young rappers today, man, it's like a chick that come out there half naked.
Mm-hmm.
Be that chick that got 40 clothes on, leave it to the imagination. You feel me?
Right.
A real gangster is moving silence, man. A real gangster don't go back to talking about what they want to do.
But you can't sit on that. This is the problem with hip hop. 678 and 347, you guys up next. Look, this is the problem with hip hop, bro. The thing with hip hop is you have to admit to the fact that once people realize you have done some gangster shit, and once people realize that you are quote unquote about that life, your album sales and your marketability as the street thug rapper, whatever, actually goes up. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? It actually goes up. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for people to sit here and say they love Jeezy because they feel like he really bought that dope boy life. He really was trap, or he really was a D-boy. They know he was BMF affiliated and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? For people to say that, that's why they fuck with Jeezy, because when he rapped, they believe that he's really done that. And they know that he's really done that. They've heard that he's really done that. They heard that he really was a D-boy. If Jeezy would have caught an indictment when they came and got BMF or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody been like, oh, that's some bullshit. I mean, do they got any evidence? Well, you know, he said 1,000 times how he's affiliated with these niggas and how he's moved cocaine and how he's, you know, he did everything, you know, whatever. No, they couldn't prove it, but they got the songs. But you don't want him to be able to use that, even though that's really why you love him. You love him because he said that and because you believe it. So when they say, we believe him too, we want to say that, but you don't want him to do that. I totally agree with the fact that I don't want them using that either. Unless the motherfucker say, I killed such and such on this motherfucking day, this motherfucking way, and put that fucking, describe that shit to the T in the motherfucking record. Don't be even using shit. I don't want none of that admissible in court. I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker killed my brother. You want the, nigga, I want the motherfucking police to do their motherfucking job and get forensic evidence to lock this motherfucker up if they killed my brother, nigga, and I love my brother, but don't be using this nigga rap lyrics. If he rapped about, I'm going to kill this nigga Blizz and Peoples and blah, blah. Nigga, did he say my brother's name? Did he say when he's going to do it, how he's going to do it, whatever? No, then get on your motherfucking job. The first 48 is motherfucking ass, and get on your job and find some real life evidence. Don't come talk to me about what he rapped about. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not your motherfucking job.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what wrong with these rappers now, man.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I understand.
They know their life, but they don't.
Well,
life, man.
I understand that, but at the same time, you have to understand that you have to listen to everything that I just said. You know what I'm saying? You can't just back up of it. You know what I'm saying? The truth is the truth. When it comes down to all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we have to, as artists,
right, exactly. It's like Rock Hill, Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
You go over to the South, you go to LA, that you knew they was gangsters, they put it out there. But at the same time, they had a meaning behind it. They had like a, don't do this, this was me.
Right.
Just like you had, I sold drugs. I had drug dealers knock me on the back of the head, dog. It's not your life, man. Don't do that.
Okay. But if he says, yeah, I was the killer, nigga, don't do that. And he actually raps about some shit, and you know that he's talking about a motherfucker that he murked. Should just because now he's telling you, yeah, I was a killer, but don't do it. Now because he's telling little kids, don't do it, he don't go to jail. Because now he's telling y'all, oh, I did it, but don't do it. Right?
Back in the day, half the day, you had people hustling. You had people hustling for the fame, but lightly. Yeah, a lot of people that hustle because they survive, they had families.
Right.
And half of them, you probably didn't know that hustle.
I mean, you know, the point of the show is how much of the you should you put in your music? Should you, as an artist, if you really are about that life, should you? I can tell you, 678, you're next. 347. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna go to the next call. I can tell you for a fact that I was involved in some criminal shit that I would never have rapped about on my motherfucking songs. Even though saying that shit and people who knew me knew that shit would be like, nigga, that shit was so gangster. But I wasn't gonna rap about that shit though. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Because if anybody ever just put two and two together, nigga, it's a rap for your dog. I ain't going to rap. I'm not going to rap about that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to rap about that particular part of shit I did because even though I rapped about other criminal shit, selling dope is illegal, nigga. Selling crack is illegal. And I sold crack and I rapped about it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm not going to rap about no motherfucking... It was some shit that I was just like, you know, it's a whole bunch of crack dealers. But that particular thing right there, we're not going to talk about that on records. And I felt like... No matter what it would have did for my career as an artist, that was just out of bounds. I'm not even going to do that because I'm not going to fuck myself up. So how much of the you should you put in your music is the question of the show.
That's a question. Like to ask you a question about people using lyrics in court, that's happened before. But the person that got evicted wasn't a rapper. The person, the lyrics they used was 56. They used his lyrics in court against Supreme.
I guess it what?
Supreme, big drug dealer back in the day, from New York.
Oh yeah. Then you can use the Murder Inc. shit when they got homie fucked
murder
up with
Inc.
some of the Murder Inc.
That,
shit.
That,
you know what I'm but again, we're still talking about hip hop lyrics being used. We're not talking about rock lyrics or country lyrics or pop lyrics.
Now, That was 50 Cent.
He's a rapper. What do you mean? He's a rapper. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So still, it still had to do with hip hop. I don't see anybody. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to show me an example. You just nobody involved in the situation is involved in hip hop. I don't find it. You know, you don't hear country western people's lyrics used against them. Classical. I don't even know if they probably even had no gangster shit in classical. But we don't know that. But if they did, no one is probably paying attention because they're gonna just call it art anyway. Stay on the line real quick, though, homie. Let me get your next call. 678-526. Okay. What up, though?
What up, homie?
Lay low. What's happening, homie? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Your homie Glenn, we'll lay low on the line, homie. What you think about we talking about? Episode 298. How much of you in your music when art depicts life, but when that art can actually incriminate you? How much of it should you put in your music as an artist? What you think?
I mean, when you putting art together like that, even if it is things you've done, you should never give too much detail. You know what I mean? Well, you should know that them people listening. Because they listen. They listen to everybody.
Is that fair? Are they listening to anybody else? Who are they listening to? This is my problem with the whole situation with Lil Boosie. This is why, no matter what I feel about the situation, I'm always going to side with the homie, and I'm always going to say, fuck that, you should not be, because who else are they listening? This is when I say, like I said at the beginning of the show, the shit is racist, because this is a mostly predominantly black genre, and it's like, this is the only lyrics they paying attention to. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
We're the only
lyrics they're paying attention to. That's why when people try to tell me it's not about racism, it's about rights, man, shut the fuck up. Nigga, I don't hate these motherfuckers ain't have no motherfucking country western task force. They ain't have no heavy metal task force. They didn't have no motherfucking hard rock task force or pop task force where they actually made a federal task force to listen to the lyrics of artists from that genre and actually try to tie criminal case to a nigga. They had a real live fed motherfuckers who get paid by the FBI agents whose job and assignment was a hip-hop task force to literally listen to niggas' raps and try and piece together shit that they might be criminally involved with.
Hey, but they got agents that's in the rap game.
Yeah,
you know
hell
saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about y'all, some of them might be your favorite rapper.
Look at the Alpha Mega situation. People can say, I don't give a fuck about a nigga mad. Nigga, look at the Alpha Mega situation. You know what I'm saying? That whole situation right there, niggas, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was infiltrators, and that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understand the whole point, but I'm just like, yo, no one, but like you just said, you know, you said, well, cats got to be careful about what they say. Why? Why do we have to be careful about what we say?
Because you shouldn't have to, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You alone can't beat them people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know how to duck them people. You know, it is what it is. They running this shit. These niggas too scared to stand up. You know what I'm saying? They're going to fall for anything. So you got to move just so you can survive. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you make it out here. You know what I mean? So don't give them too much detail because you know they watching. You know they listening. You know what I mean? So just keep it to a minimum, even if you still doing dirt out there, man. That's why I be telling these niggas out here, man. You riding around. You got a pistol under the seat. You got shit in the trunk. You ain't got no insurance, no license. Nigga, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? You got to, if you're going to do something, be smart with it. You know what I mean? If you're going to do crime, do it right.
My homie say,
if you're going to do wrong right. You know what I mean?
So would you agree that when the general public feel like you, quote unquote, and I keep using this term, but I don't like the term, but whatever, we'll keep using it because we know what it infers. When you bout that life, you know what I'm saying? When people feel like you really bout that life, then they actually gravitate to your music more. That's why a lot of artists, like, people love Jeezy because they just, in their soul, they believe and know that Jeezy really was the dope boy that he talk about all the time on his record. That's why they love Jeezy. That's why the streets love Jeezy, no matter what. A lot of people love Gucci Mane because that nigga, when niggas thought Gucci Mane was bubblegum rap, whatever, at the end of the day, when Gucci murked that nigga, period, point blank, the streets was all in with Gucci. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas say what they want to say, nigga, but
I live
everything on hold. Right, so that's right. So when Gucci say some shit and he talk some motherfucking, he talk that street shit, the nigga already in the murk, the nigga on record. What you want? So they love it. So the streets fuck with Gucci like that. So it's like when you are about that life, quote unquote, then it actually helps you as an artist. So now you're putting people in the position to where should they say the gangster shit they said just so they can solidify themselves as artists, because the fans, which is crazy, the fans love it. The fans eat it up. That's what they want, because they want they gangster rappers to be gangster. But then we want to say, nah, but for real, though, you can't use that in court. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but you ain't supposed to, because you got the freedom of speech. You ain't supposed to do nothing a nigga just say to a motherfucker. I could come over there and say, you know what I'm saying, my nigga, I'm going to kill you. The next morning I wake up, I find out you dead. You know what I'm saying? They can actually use that. If somebody witnessed me saying that to you, they can actually use that against you. You know what I'm saying? But it's freedom of speech at the same time. I can say what I want to say to them.
You know why? You know the difference in what you said and what the LaBusey trial is? Someone witnessed you say that directly to me. That's a direct threat to me. Boosie never said that directly to the person. He said it in a song, and they still tried to use it.
Yeah, but it's still freedom of speech. It's still the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he can say what he want to say in the song. They shouldn't be able to use that, period. But the system is the system. They still going to try their hand. They know they can't use it, but they still going to try their hand because they make the rules anyway. You know what I'm saying? They going to do it. They going to try their hand with it. You hope somebody slip up. They knew they ain't have no fucking case. But I see it all the time. My niggas go to trial all the time. I see it. You know, they know they don't have no case, but they still try their hand. And sometimes they win, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. I felt like I probably would have tried with the fact the judge even said it was admissible evidence. My whole problem is why can a judge even say that that's admissible evidence? You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's my whole problem with, like, you shouldn't even be able to use it at all. So now you leave it up into the hands of the jury. Fortunately, it worked out for the brother. But what if it wouldn't have? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you should be able to use that in the jury, unless you specifically
the thing is, there's laws to stop him from doing that. But
which works.
But who's going to stop the judge? You know
what I'm saying? Well, who's going to stop the... I mean, this is why I need a lawyer on the phone, because I'm like, okay, first of all, do we or do we not have First Amendment rights? That's what I want to know. Do we or do we not?
Right. I mean, that's right. But who gonna challenge the judge other than the defendant's lawyer? Who is gonna challenge it? Who is high enough to say to that judge?
The Constitution. I thought, you know, obviously the Constitution don't mean nothing. This is what we coming.
It don't. Yeah. Not to them. It only means something when we break the law. You know what I mean? That's the only time it means something.
I think you have a very valid point right there. You know what I'm saying? Which again, to all you people who claim we race baiting, which brings it back to racism. Because when you say us, who do you mean? You mean us meaning what? Rappers? Who are what? Black people, right? That's what you mean.
Not just black people, but minorities. You know what I'm saying? Black people, Spanish people, even white people that live in the black neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Minorities, period. You know what I mean? So it ain't just the black people no more. They want us all. You know what I'm saying? You know, Nazis, they didn't just hate black people. They hate all races. You know what I'm saying? If they feel like this is their country, and anybody else here is just visitors, so that's how they're gonna treat you. They're gonna come up with all these laws, and then if you come up with a way to challenge that law, they're gonna come up with another law to elaborate your motherfucking law and diminish it and move on to the next law. They're just gonna keep making laws. You know what I'm saying? To fix any problem that they run into, cause they human just like us, so they're gonna make mistakes. When they see they make a mistake, guess what? They got the power to fix it right then and there. But guess what we got? We ain't got nothing but freedom of speech.
I mean, I don't even know. Do we have that? We can't just say what we want to say on our song. Because then what other motherfucking, when people call into the show tonight and they're trying to say, man, you just, it's all about a criminal. And if somebody tries to just argue against Lil Boosie tonight on my show and say, it's all about right and wrong. If a nigga did some shit, he shouldn't even say that shit. My thing is, he should be able to say, even if this nigga did pay this nigga, I don't care if he did. I mean, it's not my loved one or whatever, so people saying, nigga, if it was your people, whatever. No, nigga, for real, if it was my people, I'm going to hold the motherfucking police to do their motherfucking job. Don't come to me about what a nigga rapped about, bitch. Come to me with some motherfucking, with a pistol, with the shells in this nigga car, with the motherfucking text message, the phone records where he called this nigga and said, nigga, go ahead and beat that. Show me a transfer of money, show me where he took out $2,800 and this nigga put in $2,000 the next day. Nigga, show me some real evidence.
Look at the other side of it too, though, Bliss.
What?
If he said that on the mic and he actually did it, then you got your other niggas that might want to get at him for doing that, get some retaliation. But guess what? They not finna listen to the record. They don't give a fuck what he said on the record. They want to know from a person, you know what I'm saying? That's what the law's supposed to be. They want to know from a person who was actually there and seeing him, give him the money, and then the nigga get down. When them niggas go to retaliate, they want to know everything. That's how the law should be. You know what I'm saying? They should have all the evidence. They, like you said, they should have the gun. They should have the body. They should have witnesses. They should have all that. If they can't get that, there ain't no need for him to even be going to trial. If they
that's
use,
my point.
They just using his record. What the fuck is that? Every rapper I know talking about killing and selling dope. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean all of them out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? So you can just pin goddamn murders on niggas if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? You be going to trial goddamn every day.
Yeah, and that's my problem with the whole situation. Why no matter if this nigga really did pay this nigga, I don't care. I don't even want to hear about that in trial, man. You motherfucker. And this is my problem. The man should have never. This is my problem. And once you realize that when you watch the whole dynamics of Boosie's trial, when you realize that the folks didn't have no other. This is what they hinged their case on, bro. This man lyrics. I can understand they just wanted to throw that in there, but they had all kind of other forensic evidence and they just wanted to throw that in there extra. Then I felt like the judge would have said, nigga, y'all already got the gun and pistol. Why we talking about this rap shit? Fuck that, we whatever. But I felt like the only reason why he let that in is because he wanted to take this nigga off the street. And this is the only evidence they had. But, nigga, you shouldn't even.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to be honest with you. From the most part, 99.9% of the trials that I've seen that's been like that, they never win that. You know, so even with the Casey Anderson case. You know, so I believe she killed that child, but I also believe that she was going to get acquitted because of the evidence they had. They didn't have nothing. All they had was a fucking shovel. You know what I'm saying? They had nothing on her. So it was hard to convince the jury that she actually did it. You know what I'm saying? They going to just try their hand. You know, even though they might know that person did it. They might.
Why should you have to spend thousands of dollars in the fucking defense attorneys for them to just quote-unquote try their fucking hand? That's my problem. Why did this motherfucker have to spend thousands of dollars in defense money and bond money and all this other shit fighting try their hand?
Guess what? The same reason we paying the prosecutors through our taxes to file the suit against them. That's because it's all about money. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? This world is a business, so they use a high profile case. They made some money off of that. They made plenty of money. Defense attorney made plenty of money. It's business, man. This whole country is a business. You know what I'm saying? When people realize that, you got to treat it as a business. And you can't. When you run into business, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, man. Because niggas going to come, they're going to try to bring you down. They're going to take your ideas, they're going to bring you down. Whatever they can use against you, they're going to bring you down. He was on his way to the top. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to use something to bring him down. You know what I mean? So that's just how I see it. That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because I seen, you know, I spent years in the penitentiary seeing niggas going back and forth to trial, back and forth to court for the same type of shit.
Did you see anybody have rap lyrics used against them? Did you see any other rappers in the penitentiary with you? I know you seen a whole bunch. You did a bid. You did your bid. You stood up like a man and did your bid. Out of all the niggas you seen, how many other niggas you knew had lyrics that they rapped on a song used against them?
Not none at all.
Okay.
Not that was in the penitentiary. Now some of them that probably went to trial for it, you know what I'm saying, and beat them for it, like Blood Raw, he had the same type of situation. You know,
they didn't, hold on. That's my nigga. So I know for a fact they didn't use, they tried.
No, they didn't use it. They wanted to.
They couldn't, though. He had a lawyer that said, what the fuck, you know, I don't know, maybe this is the difference in lawyers. I don't understand, but Blood's lyrics were never introduced into evidence. And this
and it should have been the same way with Boosie.
Right.
You never use what you using the lyrics for. You can't win a case with just lyrics.
Right.
You can't. It's just impossible. You got to have hard evidence. You know what I'm saying? And it's got to be, you got to convince the jury under a reasonable doubt. And it's too much doubt in that in music because people don't believe rappers anyway. They just like the music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't believe rap. Even if you get a bunch of white crackers way up in the mountains, they don't even listen to rap. You know what I'm saying? They still ain't going to believe it when they hear it because they never seen that life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they get 12 juries of your peers. I don't know why they call them peers because I don't know none of them motherfuckers.
That's not even true.
I don't know none of them motherfuckers.
Right. Stand by real quick, Lalo. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 347-934-0966, because we got an interview coming up. We got the homie Jabron, who has one of our highly requested songs. We're going to get him on the show and let him do his interview. He's going to be coming on in a second. But I want to play this for you real quick, and then we're going to go to 347, then we got 205 on the line. I'm going to play this for you. This is a news report on that particular trial, and I want you to hear how they just say basically, they're going to tell you, if you listen to this, this is the news, not me. People might be listening to me like, Blizz don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I loaded up a news report. You know what I'm saying? So you can see that I'm not making up what I'm saying as far as they really didn't have, you know, any other evidence but that. So here we go.
Murder in the first degree. Prosecutors have hung their hopes of a conviction.
So there you have it, basically. You know, now, of course, when you're listening to the Lil Boosie case, you know, you realize that, first of all, the only reason why they even had the balls to even indict him is because a dude who killed the nigga said that Lil Boosie paid me to do it, as you just heard. Now, look, if that's why you indicted him, okay, fine. That's why they got the indictment. You got the trigger man saying that I was paid by Lil Boosie to do it, Michael Lorden, whatever his fuck his name is. He said Lil Boosie paid him $2,800, as you heard. So when you take it into the grand scheme of things, you have to understand that they didn't just take his lyrics only, you know, but they did have the guy saying, they had one person saying that Boosie paid me to do it, but they still didn't have any evidence that Boosie paid him. The only evidence that they had that Boosie paid him was the song. So I could just go up to anybody right now and say, yeah, I killed that motherfucker, and motherfucking Glenwood Laylor from Zone 6 told me, goddamn it, told me to do it. Or he paid me to do it. So they can go say, this guy says he's taped, well, and Glenwood Laylor can say, well, I didn't do that. Show me, you know, show me a money transaction, you know, show me where I paid him. He's just saying whatever. He's a killer. We already know that he's a trigger, man. We got him dead to rights. So he's trying to get his time cut down, so he's going to say whoever, you know, what better than to say a famous rapper paid me to do that. And maybe that's the case. That's probably the case. Who knows? But all I'm saying is they didn't have any real evidence that Boosie paid this brother or anything like that right there except for the songs. Even though dude said, Lil Boosie is the person that paid me $2,800 to kill this guy. Okay, let's go. How can we indict him? Show me where he paid you the 20. Show me the 20. Is it marked bills? I mean, if it's, you know, show me the evidence that he paid you the money. They had no evidence that he paid him the money. And so at the end of the day, people can say, well, nah, it's because dude said Lil Boosie paid him. Anybody can say somebody did what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to get indicted on murder one, I need a motherfucker to show me that they paid you the money. And the only thing they had to show that he paid the money was nothing but his lyrics. 347-327. What up, though? 347-327. Hello? Hello? Okay. 205-799. What up?
Hey, what it do, Blizz? What, 13, man? What's good with you?
What's happening, homie?
I'm chilling, man.
So what'd you think? Did you hear that? Could you hear that news report clearly?
Nah, man. It blinked out when it was playing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I was playing it. It shouldn't have blinked out. It should have been playing clearly. You didn't hear none of it?
Nah, I heard like the beginning when she came on with the report. Other than that, it went out. I don't know. Was it just on my line or whatever?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what that was about. Let me see. I don't know. It was showing that it was playing pretty clear over here on the internet connection. I don't know. But If that happened, then that kind of killed my whole shit. It should have been playing through. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, basically that's what was said. You know, they just said that the guy who actually pulled the trigger said that Boosie paid him the money, but it didn't have any evidence that Boosie paid him the money. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All right. They didn't have any evidence of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just where I'm at with it. So at the end of the day, the only thing that they had that Lil Boosie paid him was the lyrics of the song. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you feel about the whole situation about rappers, quote unquote, keeping it 100, or, you know what I'm saying, keeping shit gangster, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I don't know. They what do you think about the whole, about what I'm talking about? How much of you should you put in your music? If you a real thug nigga, whatever, should you really keep that shit street, because that's what people like and that's what could possibly blow you up And that's why people might like your songs, because they feel like you that gangster. You talking about that life, that you about that life. If you really are about that life, you, as any every rapper I know who really is about that life, want to tell the whole world, motherfucker, I'm about that life. Period. Every fucking one I know who really is about it, they got to put some element of that shit in their music. I'm guilty of it myself. You know what I'm saying? I am totally 100% guilty of being that person as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, shit, you know, I feel like nigga shit. You know, when you an artist and you a rap artist, it's like, shit, you know, this shit, your credibility, your street credibility means a lot to your career. You know what I'm saying? So fuck right. I'm gonna talk about that gangster shit I did. You know what I'm saying? I feel when rappers feel like they're going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, nigga, that shit boost up your motherfucking credibility, and people, you know, the streets fuck with you heavier, and you need the streets. You know what I'm saying? The streets fuck with you heavier. So I don't know what do you think about that?
My point of view on it, you know what I'm saying, is just like I tuned in when my guy Lalo was talking. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying, it is freedom of speech. We supposed to be able to put whatever we want in our music. And you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the end of the day, we put what we want in there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, music ain't on mainstream, you know what I'm saying, for motherfuckers to really just get it and try to dissect it and hit them with cases and charges. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to that certain point, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers be pulling into your music and they feel all it's a threat anyway. You know what I'm saying? Especially the streets really fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? You really got that, you know what I'm saying, with speaking to on trees and feeling like, you know, a young black man, motherfucker, but you ain't finna cross this line. You know what I'm talking about? my guy sitting up here in the motherfucking going to trial, so why the fuck and we gonna are we gonna feed into this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, to keep escalating and to probably have the shit, you know what I'm saying, y'all already in a fucked up position, but put the shit worse on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. So I feel like I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, you know, and my whole point is I got to get ready to get to my interview. My interview's on the line.
Okay, okay.
But back to your point, you know what I'm saying, for episode 298, how much of the you should you put in your music? And I got another artist that I'm going to talk to on the phone line before we even get to the music, you know what I'm saying, because he's actually an R&B artist. Now, you of course, like I said at the beginning of the show, you've got the flip side to this. We've got the Lil Boosie trial going on, and we've got the street side of hip-hop that was basically put on trial. Someone, you know, didn't have – someone said, you know, that he paid them to kill him, and then they didn't have any proof of that, so they just used his lyrics, which is basically why they had no case at all, but he still had to fight that trial. But the point is this. Even if in the negative connotation how it was used, if you're an R&B artist, you know what I'm saying, and you a male R&B artist, but you gay. You know what I'm saying? But all you sing about is love songs, heterosexual love songs. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's been rumors of a whole bunch of just people who were gay, and some of it came out to be true or whatever. But it's like with hip-hop, I don't know. I just feel like with rap, it's just more of an indictment. Like you can have a rumors of a gay R&B artist, but if he's still making great R&B music, heterosexual R&B music, until somebody just has hardcore proof that he's gay, or he just comes out and says he's gay or whatever. And we've had even some that even came out and said they're gay, but they still make heterosexual. They still make videos. In videos, they're talking, singing to a woman, but they're known gay, and it doesn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody gets a pass except rappers. But if rappers are the only people that I feel like who actually can actually use. Not only do they. Is what they say so closely tied, their persona so closely tied to their music. And at the end of the day, this is what makes rap, this is what separates rap music from any other genre. As much as I respect other genres, what separates rap music from every other genre is the fact that it's so closely related to what the artist is depicting and how much it's related to their real personality. You know what I'm saying? This is the reason why you can have an R&B male artist who's got rumors of being gay, who's even known as gay, who can make heterosexual songs, and women, you know, still buy it and still see him as a sex symbol, even though they know they don't like pussy. I mean, it's just. But as hip hop in hip hop's world, and this is K100 Radio, we know we buy hip hop and R&B, but and with the whole Lil Boosie trial and everything going on with it actually being used to criminalize and being used to draw up an indictment and take a man's freedom, we have to sit back and say, as fans, and I'm gonna go to my interview after this. As fans, are we asking too much of the hip hop artists to be so in tune with what they're selling? You know, well, now I think lately we've been getting the pass because we've got a couple of artists who are at the top of the game right now who we know are not what they depict in their music, and I don't want to name any names because I don't want niggas feeling a type of way. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like going through it with cats. It's like whatever. It's just, it is what it is. I'm not making these facts up, but you know who you are. And we've got a lot of rappers at the top of the game right now who claim this, that, and the third, and we know they're not about it, and we've proven they're not about that. We've proven they never really did that, but no one cares. I'm like this right here. As much as I pride myself in really rapping about my personal experiences and shit, I feel like I'm kind of okay with it because now you don't have to necessarily really literally be a fucking criminal to make it. You know what I'm saying? You really don't have to really be a robber or really be selling drugs for real, present day right now in order to fucking sell a million records and get a record deal. It's like right now everybody complains about, man, right now, man, all these motherfucking fake-ass niggas ain't the game and shit. These motherfuckers ain't real, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, nigga, if you want it, you're going to have to pick a side. Either you want rap to be motherfucking so real that when people say some shit, it can be so real and so true that it can be used in court to indict motherfuckers. Or you're gonna have to start saying this shit is just all entertainment, and rappers can say what the fuck they want to say, whether they did it or not. So this shit won't be so easy to use into evidence in court.
Yeah.
You feel my point? We're gonna have to pick a side, goddammit. Some point, we're gonna have to pick. fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause we've been riding both ways. We want to diss niggas for saying, no, you really ain't a mafia boss, nigga. And you really ain't, you know, you stole a dope boy name, nigga. You ain't even about that life. You was a correction officer. Niggas want to say that. But if a nigga really do, really do be moving kilos of cocaine, you don't want that admissible in evidence. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's really doing it for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck do you want? What do you want? I don't know. That's, and this is where I'm at with the whole situation with hip-hop. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like right now we're at a point of reckoning with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? With urban music, with black artists, we've got to look at this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to my homeboy right now, man, real quick. 347-934-0966. Real quick, I got my homie Jabron on the live. Jabron, what's up, homie?
What it do, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks,
man. We're talking about a real topic here tonight. I know you might not necessarily. I don't know how much you want to dwell into this particular situation because I know you kind of called in for, you know, just play the songs, blizzom. Just don't ask me all that personal shit, nigga. Damn. I didn't call in for political. But I like to do this to the artists. I like because K100 is all about personalities, and you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, just depicting what people really feel. I want to draw the audience into you as a person. So when they say, oh, I heard him on K100, he gave a real-ass interview. I want you to be able to take this particular interview, and I hope hopefully you'll post it up on your website and be like, yo, this is the real me. I was on K100 Radio where the only rule we have is keep it 100 or get the fuck off the show. That's it. 100. You don't have any other rules. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying? So I got the homie Jabron on the line. And the reason why I got this artist on the line particularly, I know a whole bunch of artists like, nigga, you ain't never had me an interview, is because we played this artist song on the show plenty of times. And this is one of the artists who I constantly get inboxes, tweets, people hit me up on Facebook like, whose song is that? How can I get that song? How can I download that particular song? And he's got a song that's been in rotation on the show on our Subway series called Beautiful. I'm gonna play a little bit of that right there, and we're gonna come back to Jabron so you can understand. You know, this is one of my most popular songs where I actually get feedback from artists asking me, "Who is this guy? Where can I get the music?" And then we're gonna get back to this interview with Jabron, and then we'll get back to episode 298 of K100 Internet Radio, the You in Your Music, art depicting life, and what do you feel about that when it comes to being an artist? Right here. But first up, let's go ahead and run this joint that we got. We got another joint by Jabron, but we're going to run this one right here real quick, a little bit of it, so you can understand why the women go crazy over Jabron. Oh, my God!
Hey, I got something to say to you.
I'm thinking of
that was the homie J. Brown with the joint Beautiful, and that's one of, like I said, it's one of the most songs that I play, and then women hit my phone line, you know, on the inbox. You know him? Yes, I know him. Why? Why? God damn it. Damn it. Follow him on Twitter. At Jabron Music, damn it. You want to get at him.
Hey.
Jabron, what's up, homie?
Hey, man, I appreciate that love, man. And shout out to all your listeners, man, asking about that Beautiful. I made it for the beautiful lady, so, you know, I'm all yours, ladies. Get at me.
That's what's up. So go ahead and tell the people who you are, where you're from, and just give the people a little bit of a feel about what's going on with Jabron.
Okay, man. Singer, songwriter, producer, from Chicago, by way of Atlanta. I was born in Chicago but raised in Atlanta. Pretty much, man, I call myself Jabron Music because I love music, man. That's my first love. That's what keep me out of trouble. That's what put money in my pocket, pay the bills, keep me sane. Besides that, man, I'm just overall a great, energetic person, man. I love the finer things in life, and shoot, I love making music, man. I cook, I sing.
You cook for chicks, huh? Like if you could, if you bring a chick over to the house, will you cook for them before you know? You cook for them.
Man, you know what? It all depends on where they at, man. And we play on the same league, and of course, man, I set off for them. But to be real with you, man, I got a TV show called Music and Meals I'm doing right now, man.
Really?
I'm in the process of the production stages of it right now. We got a couple of links up right now on the website. But yeah, man, I'm a real chef, and I got all my food online and stuff, so you can check it out. So, fellas, if you don't know what to do, or ladies, if you need somebody to do it for you, I got the music and I got the meals for you for the perfect vibe and the perfect night. So that's what the TV show is gonna be pretty much based around: eating right, thinking right, and of course, good music.
Well, shouts out to you for that. And actually, you know, I get down in the kitchen. You know, I get down in the kitchen. You know, everybody's like, nigga, you a rapper, nigga. You know, fuck all that. But no, seriously, though, I get down in the kitchen, man. You know, I got proof. Damn it, don't make me fucking start tagging motherfuckers on Facebook.
Hey, okay, man, you better start tagging them because everybody started doing it. I started tagging photos about 2 years ago, and it's popular as hell now, man. I'm like, dang,
right.
I'm going to start, you know, coming up with something else. But, yeah, man, so we put it down for real, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. For what we're talking about on the show, we're going to ask you this question. Episode 298, the you and your music. How much of your music really depicts you as a person, as your personality? You know what I'm saying? Like when you're singing and when you're making a song or whatever, how much is that you? Like if someone was to hear a Jabron CD, the whole CD, would they come away from that knowing the real you? And of course, you heard what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about just how much should artists' music depict them personally, especially when it comes to hip hop. Like if you really are a gangster motherfucker, like with Lil Boosie's trial and everything that just happened, and they're starting to introduce the lyrics of music into trials as evidence and shit, when this is supposed to be art and expression only, you know, it seems like us hip hop artists and as black people, all of a sudden what we say can be admissible in court and shit. So it's like, do you feel like, you know? What do you feel about it? You really are a gangster, Jabron. You gangster artists should just like totally just keep that away from that if they really are doing that kind of shit, or should they just be free to express what they say? Do you think that the fact that Boosie's lyrics were introduced as evidence in his trial was wrong? What do you feel about that?
I mean, man, you know what, man? I mean, if you want to go from the artistic standpoint, I think you should be able to, whatever, sonically, you know what I mean? I mean, of course, you were talking about the hip-hop thing, and that's the only thing that's the art, painting or singing or whatever, tap dancing, you kind of like, you know, make up your story. But in the hip hop world, they kind of hold them accountable whether it's being real or not, you know.
Right.
But I think that's, man, it's like that's 100% me, but it's not all of me. You understand what I'm saying? Because there are different avenues. There are sides of me that want to bust your head wide open. And there are other sides of me that, you know, is really calm and passionate. And, you know, I mean, you can't put everything on a record. But, you know, I don't think you should be, you know, held accountable for everything that you put on a record. Do I have to do this? Yeah, I want to rap about $1 million, but I might not actually have it right now. I might be actually living the fantasy. You know what I mean? But
right.
When it comes to artisticness, there should be no box level, in my opinion.
Okay,
you know,
so...
But,
But what someone sound like beautiful. Like if a woman hears beautiful, like of course the reason why we're giving you the interview and the reason why we're granting it to you is because trust me, people who know, who listen to K100, just like this nigga. I done asked this nigga 1,000 times for a motherfucking interview. So right now niggas is cussing me out because I don't even give a lot of interviews. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people ask me interviews and I'm like, yo, I feel like this is the interview. And I got people. I'm looking at my phone lines and I see a lot of the, you know, female fans, people on the phone lines that call the show a lot and they're on the phones right now. And it's because the females have said, yo, I love that record. They wanted to download the record. So I'm like, okay, people are really listening to my show now. The more I get, more of a fan base I get, you know, I get these people on the phone lines. And it's like now they're actually hearing. I've been on the air long enough with the music where they know songs. I'm kind of like, you know how FM radio works, where they play it so many times. Like people say, right, I know that song. Oh, people know your hook because they're listening to
radio. That.
Right, so it's like now I'm like, okay, I'm granting an interview to this guy because I've had multiple women say they love that record, you know, and I'm giving them a chance for you to talk to her. But it's like, if a woman was to hear that, would they, and they were to go out on a date with you, you know what I'm saying? Would they be totally shocked that the man that they're on this date with, as opposed to what they're hearing, or would it be pretty close to what Beautiful is depicting, the way your vibe and everything is set off on the song?
I think they would be very close to what Beautiful is saying, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, that is me. I am my music. Yeah.
All right. And so, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker rapper really is from the hood and really will put a motherfucker hole in the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Or really, really is slanging dope or slung dope or whatever the fuck, when they do it, I just feel like, and I'm going back to the point of my show, and this is not really a question, but it's just my point of the show for episode 298. My point of the show is, just like this brother right here has said, look, that's really me. I'm when you meet me, if you was to hear my song Beautiful and you were to, a woman was to go out on a date with Jabron, of course he's not hurting anybody and no one got murdered, so I know I'm kind of sort of comparing apples and oranges, but at the end of the day I just feel like if he said some freaky verse on it, then someone accuses, God forbid, we're just not saying that, but some crazy chick just accuses this brother of rape, which, of course, by at this particular point, he's probably getting all kind of pussy thrown at him, so why would he rape him? But just crazy chick saying, Jabron raped me, oh my God, you know. And then they go back and are they pouring over his lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Even with R. Kelly, they say R. Kelly peed on the little girl and sexed the little girl. You know, they didn't bring his lyrics into the play. They just went on the video, you know what I'm saying?
But, he did have his lyrics.
I know
his lyrics, the fresh lemonade now.
So, listen, we know that. This is what I'm saying. R. Kelly people, like, you know, been talking about getting young pussy a long time. But no one even thought to bring that into his trial. It's like all they had was the evidence that they had, and that's all they wanted to bring up. And so I just feel like hip-hop artists are getting fucked over when it comes to the justice system, because we are the only people who they want to bring what we say on a song into a criminal case. And I think it's tragic, man. You know, I think it's just...
So you're asking me, do I think it's double standard?
Yeah.
For hip-hop artists, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, not to be funny, but like, for instance, an actor. An actor is an artist too, right?
Right, exactly.
Right? When he gets a Michael Myers script versus he gets a Denzel Washington script, he doesn't get, you know, double judged for it. So why do we do it to the hip-hop artists?
Because
I'm gonna be honest now. We gotta be real. We gotta keep it real. This K100. Now I do feel, as you being an artist and you having a particular following or not having a following, you do have to be responsible for what comes out of your mouth. Rather it's real or rather it's not. The words in the mouth and the tongue is very powerful.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to be accountable for some of the stuff that you say. Rather, it's going to come back and bite you on your ass later.
What do you mean accountable? Are we talking about I want to separate when people say, look, it's a million kids listening to you, so be careful what you say because you know kids look up to you. Even though, if you listen to any episodes of K100, I can't even tell you how much that makes me fucking insane when people says you're a rapper, you should watch what you're saying because you're a role model. I'm like, where the fuck is your mama now? You know, because think that same pretense is when we're saying that Lil Boosie's lyrics can be used against him in a court of law. That's the same thing as saying rappers are responsible for what they're saying. So if a rapper, somebody, so if a little kid goes out and shoots a cop, then he says, "I was listening to Tupac and it made me do it," and now Tupac's lyrics are on trial and using and being used in court. It's like, look, man, you know, why are we the only people who can't just say what we want to say in our art, and everybody else can fucking kill people in their music? They can, Denzel can get a fucking Oscar for Training Day. You know what I'm saying? It's like everyone else can do all this shit, but random shit and violent shit and despicable shit in their art. But if we do it, we got to be held to a certain standard, because now we're role models when we do it. That's my problem with the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I see your point, but as an artist myself, and you know I'm a rapper myself, you know, I feel a real type of way about that line that we walk. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like that. You know, and maybe I'm being biased because I am an artist, but damn, you know? I don't know.
Okay, check this out.
That
can go two ways. It can go like, you know what I mean, watch your mouth because of the kids and lyrics or whatever. And it can also go like this. Say, for instance, you and your boy, y'all just went out and did a robbery, right? And y'all got away with it.
Right.
Don't put the shit in your lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
I mean, not. I can talk about. I can listen, but this is my thing. As an artist, I should be able to talk about robbery. I just can't say, "Yeah, nigga, on March 24th, nigga, we took this motherfucker down the goddamn bank, nigga, and shit, nigga." And I can't just start fucking. That was lame as fuck. I'm just saying, I'm a much better rapper than that. Trust me, you know what I'm saying. But the point is, I can't start naming specifics and shit. But as a rapper, even if I did rob a motherfucking bank last week, nigga, I should be able to talk about robbery in a song all I want to, as long as I'm not saying, "Yeah, nigga, I robbed Chase on this day with this nigga." You know what I'm saying? That's just stupid. But it's like with rappers, if we talk about robbing, you know, because in the Boosie, I played a clip of the Boosie trial earlier, and it's like they didn't have anybody's name. They just he was using slang. They had to actually translate for the jury. Well, the word cake means money, or the word murk means murder. You know what I'm saying? They literally had to break it down to because he's not even using the words murder or the words money. And they literally had to explain to the jury what this slang means. And if you got to go that far, then at this particular point, I'm like, fuck your whole argument. You know what I'm saying? Period. I can't roll with you on that, because maybe, like I said, I'm an artist. Maybe I'm biased. You know what I'm saying? But this is just, it's ludicrous to me, the whole thing. Okay, we're going to play one more Jabron song, and then we're going to get to the phone line. 770-837, you're up next. 44447, you're after that. All right. Go ahead and bring this new joint in. We got a new joint. It's called Celebrate Life. Tell us about this, Jabron, and we're gonna go ahead and run this, and we're gonna get back to the phone lines, man. And make sure you tell people how they can get to your music. Go ahead.
Y'all can get to my music by logging on to JabronMusic.com, or you can just Google it, man. You can find out a lot about me. You can Facebook it, Twitter it, Reverb Nation it, Jabron Music. I'm also on iTunes and CD Babies. As far as the new single, Celebrate Life, this is my current single, After Beautiful. Celebrate Life, I'm trying to get people to celebrate life instead of mourning. You know, we're going through a whole lot of stuff with the economy, et cetera, and just the time. So I'm trying to get really people to really celebrate their life instead of mourning for it. We just reached over 10,000 views on the video. Video's still fairly new. I appreciate the support, so log on to YouTube or the website. Again, Celebrate Life. And this is a soul rock fusion, so this is totally different from Beautiful. But that's what type of artist I'm going to be. I'm not going to be an in-the-box artist. The next cut after that, it'll probably be a totally different genre as well. But it will be real good music. So Celebrate Life.
All right, man, Celebrate Life right here. K1 Internet Radio, man. Shouts out to the homie Jabron for calling into the show. Big ups to him for having his song Beautiful in rotation for a very long time and still being requested requested by women on the show. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time.
I want to say thank you, too, man. I really appreciate that, man. Without y'all, it's no me. So I just want to say I appreciate the support. I appreciate what you're doing. And also what all your people doing, your crew, man. I'm following y'all. So y'all good people, man. I appreciate that.
Salute, man. Jabron right here. Celebrate life.
My mama raised me
to the homie J. Braun, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. At Jabron Music, if you're on Twitter, you feel me? Go ahead and follow the homie, man. J-E-B-R-O-N Music, Jabron Music. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and holler at the homie, man. Check his music out, man. I went to his site, though. Pretty nice site. He's got videos and everything. Videos are crisp, clean, professional. You know, he's a polished artist, man. And that's what we're trying to give exposure here to at K100 Internet Radio. Follow us on Twitter if you're not following us on Twitter, at K100 underscore radio, at the letter K, the number 100 underscore radio. All right. Oh, yeah. By the way, in case all of you didn't know, K100 Internet Radio is up for an award. Yes. All of my Facebook people and all my Twitter people, you've been seeing me tweeting and Facebooking this out. Take the time and go out and vote for us, man. The Atlanta Underground Music Awards. We're up for most, what is that award? Most supportive online radio. The most supportive online radio. The award show is for underground artists and unsigned artists, but we're up for an award for most supportive underground radio show for Atlanta Underground Music Awards 2012. If you're following me on Twitter, then you see me tweeting it and everything. If you're on Facebook and you've liked our Facebook page, if you haven't done that, please go like our Facebook page. Just type in K1's Radio, and you'll see the post, man. We're just vote for us, man. We need to win. We show love to the artists, damn it. And fuck it, I want to win. Period. Point blank, I want to win. I'm not being a nice guy about this. I want to win. 770-837. What up, though? 770-837. Hello? Caller.
Hello?
Yes. What's up? How you doing?
How are you guys?
Hi. What's happening?
Hi, this is Chaz with Z Magazine calling to give a shout-out to Jabron and to your radio station.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. We are big fans of his and been following him for a while now, so we've seen a lot of growth and progress, and we're extremely excited for him and happy for him.
Yes, again. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling the show, first of all. I really appreciate that. Once again, G Entertainment Magazine, right?
Yes, Z Magazine.
Oh, G Magazine. Okay, G Magazine. Oh, Z Magazine.
Yes.
Okay, Z Magazine. Oh, okay. Where are you guys based out of? Where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Well, are you connected with us on Twitter by any chance, K100 Radio?
We found out about you guys through Jabron.
Okay,
so
well.
Wherever he follows, we follow behind. So
okay.
Whoever he supports, we support. We follow behind him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, please, Jabron, would you, sir, tweet K100 and Z Magazine so we can connect and we can follow each other and we can hopefully stay in touch. How can people get to your magazine? Can you give us a link real quick?
Absolutely. It's www.Z for Zebra. H for Hotel, E for Elephant, magazine.com. And we're also on Facebook. You can Google us as well, and it will link you to all of our networks and social sites and everything.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. Thanks for calling in. That's big. You know, have artists. It's you don't hear when artists have magazines following them and supporting them. It's kind of – that's actually opposite of what it normally is. So, you know, I mean, must be a spectacular artist on his grind. To have a magazine calling the internet radio show, showing him love, you know, and supporting him. So, you know, if you know anything about the entertainment industry, that's totally opposite of what normally happens, you know. So that just, you know, shows the artist grind and also shows the humbleness of the magazine. You know, we have a lot of magazines here in Atlanta that's based out of here. Some are good. Some are just, I don't know what they're doing. But shout out to Z Magazine for calling K100 Radio, and hopefully we can get together and do some work. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Absolutely, no problem. Have a great one.
Okay, I have a question. What do you think about what we're talking about on the show, though, for my episode 295, about, you know, artists putting, how much of you should an artist put in their music? What do you feel about that and about the fact that hip-hop is the only genre whose lyrics are actually used in a criminal court case like Lil Boosie and a couple other people? What do you think about that, though? Just curious.
In all honesty, I think it's two-faced, because it's like we listen to all kind of music, of course, and we hear a lot of rock and roll songs that talks about hanging people, self-mutilation, you know, drinking blood, sacrificing people, body, you know, even drinking their blood. So we hear stuff like this in other songs, but they don't take that literally and take it to court and prosecute the artist for saying that in their song. But when, like you stated, so when it comes to hip-hop, it's a very, very double standard. It's more just a racial thing, more than anything. And because of where hip-hop came from, the origin of hip-hop altogether. And so now because hip-hop has influenced people of all nationalities, no matter what the nationality or race is, hip-hop and rap is having a major influence on a lot of people. So you have high-class, wealthy, and I'm not saying this in a racist way or anything like that, Caucasian, you know, that was raised to, you know, be a bare layer, and they don't want to be bare layer, they want to be a thug. You know, they want to go to Skid Row, you know, they want to go to Oakland City, California, you know, they want to go and be in the hood. They don't want to be prissy and wear the, you know, polo sweaters and, you know, play golf. They don't they don't want to do that. They want to go and they want to wear their pants saggy. They want to wear their snapback caps. They want to, you know, wear their big shirts, and they want to wear their bling, because that's, they're not trying to be anybody else, but they are, that's who they are. And because now it has entered into those kind of communities, now it's a big problem, because you have politicians, children who are getting into, who are crazy about hip hop. So that's what it really boils down to when you really look at it from the beginning to where it has, you know, evolved to now. But one thing Jabron did state, though, that we do have to be accountable for what we say, even if it is in a song, or even, you know, he's figuratively a speech, you know, but the thing, you know, thing is, when people say they figuratively a speech, it's not held literally to them. So when artists say things in songs, it shouldn't be held literally to them. Now, if they're actually doing those things, that's a different story. But if they're just talking because they're just trying to, you know, get up, build up their fan base, or, you know, that's what a lot of, that's the kind of music that seems to be selling more and more. So that's, they're giving out things that is selling versus giving out what is really them. Because for me, if I'm an artist, I don't want to put up, I don't want to say anything in my song that's going to, that's going to de-reflect who I am. I want it, my song and my music, I want it to reflect me, because I, when people hear my music, if I was an artist, I want them to be able to know, okay, oh, this is this person, this is their heart, this is who they really are.
Yes, that's you know? That, in a perfect world, in the perfect world,
yeah,
you're right. But in hip hop, and we, and I've said it before, I refrain from naming names on this show, and people know me. They're like, "Blizzard, you're being really tame tonight." I'm being really tame tonight. You know what I'm saying? Lil Boosie is the only name I name. That's because he's in the headlines. But we have a gang of artists who are at the top of the game, who are doing the exact opposite of what you said. What they're rapping about is not their life. It's not really what they're technically about.
Right.
You know, whether it be a gang affiliation or a mentality or a history, and they're at the top of the game is because they sold the image and it worked. They looked the part. And we have, and once again, I'll say this, and I'll say this, and I'll let you go, and I'll go to the next caller. What we have in hip hop now is a conundrum. We have it where we have these guys who we say, we have the streets and other, you have, I'm talking about the streets, DJs, other artists saying, oh, rappers ain't real no more. You know what I'm saying? These niggas, you know, they not real no more. You know what I'm saying? All we got all these fakes and fake gangsters and fake goons and fake D-boys and blah, 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 blah. It's just all fake and whatever now. But at the same time that we say that, we crucify them, because once we get the revelation that they're not really, quote unquote, about their life, we come right back around and we have an artist and a little Boosie who I don't really know personally, so I don't know what he's really done personally. Let me go ahead and say that. Of course, I said it already. But the streets believe, and he's depicting a life that he really is about that life, which is in quotations because no one really knows what about that life is, but whatever about that life means, that he's about that life and he really is doing this stuff, and this is why his stock is really high in the streets. We say, well, we don't want to use the lyrics that he's saying because it's just entertainment. But when these guys come up And they say, well, you know, no, we're not really drug lords. No, we're not really goons. No, we're not really gang affiliated. But it sounds good on the record over a beat. Yay. We want to crucify these guys and say, don't buy that shit. They're whack. They're lame. They're faking it. But this guy is really about that life, quote unquote, and he's probably killed somebody or paid to get somebody killed. Maybe we don't know that. I don't believe that about Lil Boosie, so I'm not saying he probably did it. I'm not trying to advocate that he did it or anything like that. For all his fans listening, don't start tweeting shit about K100, because then I'm going to have to come back and prove you wrong and snap on everybody. But the point is this, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got the real nigga syndrome to myself. So, but the point is, you know what I'm saying, I'm saying that we kind of want to have our cake and eat it too when it comes to hip-hop. And I think it's really the reason why our lyrics are able to be used in court, because we hold our hip-hop artists to such a standard that you got to be real. You know what I'm saying? You got it. And when you expose this fake, we actually tweet and talk shit about you and diss you if we find out you're not really a killer or you're not really a gang member or you're not really a dope boy. You feel me?
Yeah, because it's like a fantasy, you know, to some artists, they, you know, just like some people, they write novels, and they write novels about fantasies, means that they have fantasies about, or fairy tales, you know, so they are not living in that limelight, literally, especially when you talk about living in orbit and all the space and stuff, they're not living that, but that is like their fantasy, or that's just a way of them expressing like their second personality or something like that, their alternative person, because all of us have alternate ego. So, you know, it's sort of like they're expressing an alternate ego, but it doesn't mean that that's who they are. But I know for me personally, I have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I be careful what I say around him. And
mm-hmm.
I be careful because, you know, children are sponges. So I don't want him to think, if he's listening to this song and this artist is talking about killing and stealing and how he done bust somebody upside the head and how his boys done got their gat and did this and, you know, slung dope and made all this money and stuff like that. I don't want him to feel, and he's looking at on TV, if he's watching it on TV, the video, he's seeing the glam and he's seeing all of this stuff, I don't want him to feel that that's something that he has to do, to have money or to be popular, to be famous or anything like that. I try to instill positive, constructive things in him, because I don't want my child walking around me talking about, yeah, I'm gonna bust that nigga son.
You know what, though?
Yeah, I was gonna, stuff like that.
I understand totally what you're saying, and I'm gonna say this because I got another call on the line and they've been waiting for a minute. I'm gonna say this one thing: the big thing about what you're saying is that's your child, and it's not
right.
It's not Rick Ross's child, it's not Lil Wayne's
right.
child,
right.
It's not Ply's child,
right.
It's not my child. It's your responsibility to instill that in him, not me. That's why on all my songs
right.
it says clearly at the bottom, parental discretion advised. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
your child shouldn't be listening to my music.
Put, you know.
Yes. If,
right.
if your child,
yeah.
If your small child has a Blizzom CD, then you're a failing as a parent, period.
But
because
we don't have nothing like
nothing.
That.
Right.
But I, that's
you,
true. If a parent buys their children that stuff, then, you know,
right.
it's on them. They can't control what they're in the streets or in the schools.
Right.
But in their home, they can control what they listen to and what they're doing, yeah.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for calling into the show. Let's connect
okay.
on Twitter and hopefully we can do some business, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Next up. 404-447. What's up?
What's good, homie? It's your boy Ray Money.
Come on, what's happening, man?
Oh man, then I want to say shout out to you, man, and congratulations on the award nomination. And I say congratulations on the award because we know you finna go and take it home. You and K100 doing it big over there. You know what I mean? I want to say shout out to the boy Jabron, man, because I was listening to the music. I'm checking him out. I really like it, so I'm fucking with it. You know what I mean? But I called because, you know, I had got the tweet about the conversation tonight, and I did want to at least get my little piece in. I wanted to say I agree with 80% of what Z Records was talking about, and I agree with 95% of what you're saying. And the reason why I say that is because in a way we do have to be accountable for the things we say as people, as individuals. Because like you say, I'm an artist just like you're an artist. Robert Downey Jr. is an artist. He's Iron Man.
Right.
Edward Norton was with the Incredible Hulk. These people fight, kill, shoot, Chug Rock said this in 1992-93, Treat 'em Right, you know what I mean? Robocop made $100 million by killing a whole, you know what I mean, a whole army of folks. But if I say I did it, you know what I mean, or I will do it, you're gonna hold me accountable and give me 20 years for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like you say, like if you in the street, like on my song, you ain't saying I keep me stacks on deck. You meet me in the street, bro, I'm not broke. I can have my credit card on me. That don't mean I gotta be walking around with a Maybach in my pocket. You feel me? But that don't
right.
mean I ain't got $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. And I might look like I just got through cutting the grass.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it is a double standard as us as artists. I can't go out and not look like I ain't a rapper. Because if I do that, you're not a rapper. But then how do you go out and look like an actor? Or how do you go out and look like a painter? These people are artists. Remember,
so,
now, this is art.
I know. I hear what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. But this is the thing. And this is why I have to... I'm not letting anybody off the hook in the conversation. because I'm an artist, I can say that I have an affinity towards the artist standpoint, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an artist and I'm so open with what I say, you know what I'm saying? Frankly, because now I don't fuck with the game anymore and I'm removed from it. So now it's like good luck trying to convict me or anything. If the feds was particularly listening to my music or my show at this particular point in my career, you know, I've just been blessed enough to just do the dirt I did and got away with it. And it is what it is. Fuck all y'all. You know what I'm saying? You didn't catch me. You had your chance. You missed it. It was whatever. So I feel like this. Okay. It's whatever. So I have committed crimes before that I could have went to prison for or whatever back in the day. The statute of limitations has passed on most of them, so I don't feel any type of way about particularly saying it. The point is this. I've rapped about some of that stuff on my songs, you know, and some of it I left out. You know what I'm saying? For very good reasons. You know what I'm saying? But as an artist, I feel like I've got my responsibilities and I've got it on my plate in my head to say, look, if you say this, like might happen. Like Linwood Lalo said earlier, you got to understand these people is watching. I know that there is a hip-hop task force that the feds pay. The federal government has FBI agents whose job and assignment, just like you got people who are assigned to drug cases, assigned to terrorism, you got people who are assigned, who get a paycheck from the federal government for law enforcement, who are assigned to hip-hop artists to investigate them. I don't know if any other fucking genre has that shit, but I know we do. We know they're out there,
yeah.
So I cannot act like that doesn't exist. So I have to keep in mind that as a hip-hop artist and other especially hip-hop artists who's on freaking BET and FM radio rotation has to understand, you know what I'm saying, you know, like a Lil Boosie or anybody else you want to name, that exists, and as unfair as that might be, it is a reality. You have to understand
it's a real reality.
Okay,
and it's like this.
Let me finish. I understand that. I understand that. So I have to. I can't just willy nilly confess to crimes. I can't confess to murders on a track, even if I want to. Even if I feel like that would boost my street credibility, I can't say anything on a track if I know for a fact I paid a motherfucker to kill a motherfucker. I can't rap about that. Period. Because it's illegal to commit murder and it's illegal to pay someone to do it. So I understand people who sit here and say, nigga, if Boosie did, he's a fucking crazy nigga for literally saying it in a song. And he's Lil Boosie and it's going to get heard. He's not some random unheard hip-hop artist who don't have a platform. He's Lil Boosie. When he says it and he puts it out on a mixtape, it's 1,000 DJs going to play that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's going to get heard when he says it. Across the nation, because he's a known artist and he's got a fan base,
yeah.
And it's going to get downloaded and played, and especially in his hood. So I understand all that. Take all that into consideration. I get that. I understand that. But you also have to understand that two other things. But one, consumers want their hip hop artist to be that guy, and the hip hop artists who are proven to be that guy, if they can escape the penitentiary, actually blow the fuck up. Now you got your C Murders. You know what I'm saying? Who actually really be about that life and they do some crazy retarded shit and then never get out of prison again. You know what I'm saying? You know whether he did it or not. I don't know if he did it or not. I wasn't there. But the point is, you know what I'm saying? He said whatever he wanted. His name is C Murder. He was tried for killing a young guy, and his name is C. Murder, and all that played a part in his inevitable conviction. And of course, they had the evidence or whatever. But at the end of the day, as a hip hop artist, you have to understand that goes with the territory of being a hip hop artist. Also, I want the people and everybody else to understand that when you require that of your artist, don't fucking be a hypocrite and turn right back around and say they stupid as fuck for saying that, for doing that, or whatever, when that's the fucking shit you be wanting to hear. When you're all on your motherfucking Twitter and Facebook talking about that nigga ain't real, he ain't no motherfucking goon, he ain't really about that motherfucking life. When you get on here and criticize motherfucking rappers who you find out really ain't about that life, don't turn right back around and say, oh, LaBoost is stupid as hell. That nigga had the whole motherfucking world. He talking about he been paying a nigga to kill a nigga. Man, that nigga crazy as hell, man. He was already on. Nigga, you was the same motherfucker. You was the same motherfucker all on your Facebook and your Twitter and shit like a little bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now you're getting me upset. Talking and shit, running, bumping your motherfucking gums because you really ain't about that life. But you want your entertainment. You want to be entertained by real thug niggas so you can live in your, so you can play out your motherfucking lame ass suburban life and your fantasies and shit. So you want these motherfuckers to really be actually really killers or really robbers and really dope boys. You know what I'm saying? You want them to be real, but then you want to come back around and say they stupid as hell for talking about it when they really want that person for real. They just actually happen to be able to rap a little bit. And we got artists who are in the game that's like that. These niggas really is ham. But they can rap too, and they're trying to get out of the game through their music. You have to understand, it's never black and white. It's never simple. On the one hand, we want to criticize rappers who we found out was not really gangsters or whatever, but at the end of the day, these motherfuckers are going to probably stay free and sell music and continue to have fans forever and ever and go on to bigger and better things and own football teams and shit later on in life because they're really not about that life. They just depicting art and it sounds good. And then you want to crucify them, but at the same time, you want to come back around and say a motherfucker like a little Boosie, whoever, if they really did do some shit like that, then they stupid as fuck or they crazy for doing it when you beg for the real niggas to stand up, for the real rappers to come about. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here on episode 298 of Cable Hunch In There Radio, I want you to think about what you say when you say you want the real. When you want rappers to be real, when you want us artists to really tell you what we really about, or what we really have done, or what we really will do, you want to celebrate us, and at the same time, if you want to celebrate us, ride out with us. That's one thing I can say about LaBoosie and his fans. I don't give a fuck. One thing about that, I ain't hear no LaBoosie fan saying he's stupid. Nigga, a LaBoosie fan said, nigga, freak, nigga, I seen 100 million niggas. That nigga could have had the murder weapon in his car. And an ATM receipt from the $2,800 that he transferred to that nigga. It don't matter. LaBoosie fans, free LaBoosie. You got to respect it. Yeah, you got to respect that because that's what they wanted in the first place. They wanted a real nigga. If that's really, that, and I'm not saying that's what Boosie did. Stop. Don't fucking go back and put words in my mouth. I'm a fucking, don't do it because you don't want these problems with me because I'm kind of sort of a little off myself. You know what I'm saying? Don't say I did because I respect him as an artist or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't agree with the fact they tried to jam him up like that at all whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, look, man, you consumers, you got the motherfucking pick. You know what I'm saying? And all you bloggers and all you hip-hop fans, all you motherfuckers talking about real hip-hop, and you want to bring real hip-hop back and real artists back and blah, 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 and then you want to get on your fucking blog and crucify rappers when they do some thug shit. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, homie, chicks, whoever the fuck, whatever the fuck your affiliation is, you got to think about this whole big picture and what we ask of us hip-hop artists. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But then again, us hip-hop artists got to be smart. We are the genre who has a hip-hop, federal hip-hop task force. So we can't be stupid and say and incriminate ourselves in our music. It is what it is. It's unfair, but it is a reality of life. And that's all I want to make sure I get a point. You know, that's the only point I want to get across tonight. For episode 298, the you and your music art depicting life. Thanks, everybody, again, for tuning in to Cable Hunch Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning into the show. Make sure you vote for us for the Atlanta Underground Music Awards. Just follow us on Twitter at K100_radio, and you will see those tweets come across. Hit us up on Facebook and like our page on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, K100 Internet Radio. So if you're on the show and you got a Facebook, make sure you connect with us over there because, you know, we do a lot of Facebook promo and, you know, stuff like that. You can follow me on Twitter, at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. That's my personal Twitter. You know, I follow, pretty much try to follow everybody back. But if I follow you and you don't follow me back, well, fuck your Twitter, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't follow people who don't follow me back. I don't like Twitter snobs. That's what I call them. Anyway, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's the parent site. Go check that out. And subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. We have a podcast on iTunes just in case you can't catch us live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Then subscribe to our podcast if you're working that time or you're always doing something at that time. Subscribe to our podcast. You can get all the you can get all the episodes that you missed, and they'll download right to your iPad, whatever the fuck else. Nice and neat for you. Real sweet. You know how the iTunes work. Stop playing. All right, so thanks for tuning into the show, man. Thanks for shout out to Jabron for calling the show. Make sure you connect with him at Jabron Music. And that's all we got for you tonight, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. We'll be back tomorrow with a music segment, man. Appreciate all the supporters and everybody who's going to vote for us and everybody who's retweeting everything, man. All right, salute. Shouts out to Atlanta Underground Music Award. Miss K-Rock and all them over there doing that. Shouts out to them. K-100 Internet Radio, man. I'm here to listen, man. We're tuning about him, man. Thanks for hanging out with us, man, for this hour and this great discussion. Tell a friend about us, man, and put him up on game, especially the artist. All right? Holla.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is